Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, the podcast that is not afraid to get its hands dirty when dealing with your problems.
I made a wish and put it in the sea, and that wish was that you'd listen to me and Dr. Benjamin Jones.
That's right, I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, brother of Indiana Jones. He entered the Temple of Doom. I enter the Temple of your asshole.
I'm Claire Cares and I'm being crystals clear with you. But my name's not Crystals, my name's Claire Cares, like I just said. We were given twice as many ears as nose, so we can listen more than we can smell. But guess what? We can do both.
So what is your problem? We use our nose to let you nose.
So tune in, relax, pop your foot up and enjoy the podcast.
It's a podcast. No, thank you. I won't be touching that. I won't be touching that.
Could you crouch down like a rabbit, just so we can see?
I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, and your doctor not doing very much. Do little. Meant to say do little.
Too much fizzy pop is bad for you, and we'll be back with other tips along the way.
I'm sorry, did you just say you're Winston Churchill?
You'll address him as the doctor, or you won't address him at all.
Get out of my surgery and take your tone with you.
You don't need a certificate to heal the nation, but I've got one anyway.
Beers in the boot of your car, you've got yourself a mobile bar. Dr. Benjamin Jones is with you once again on the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast.
Sparkles in the heartles, and you've got sparkles in the heartles.
Very good, Claire. See what you did there? You gave us the setup, and then the ending was also the setup. It's lovely stuff. Lovely to be with you again today, Claire.
Something I've been wondering is, yes, are we on our phones too much?
Oh. Mm. Well, what's too much to you?
Well, I've just put mine away.
Yes.
For the podcast.
That's very brave.
Yes.
Oh, do you want me to put mine away?
Yes.
But what if I have to Google something later, like a sort of a medical word that I'm not... Like one of the new medical words.
Yes, the new ones. They come along every so often, don't they?
There's lots of new medical words. There's a
headache.
New one. Headache. That's one of the classic ones, actually. That's been around.
Okay.
Do you know when headache was first discovered?
Oh, I'd love to know.
It was actually 2000 BC. Headache.
I slurped my drink there because I was in disbelief.
Do you think we drink drinks too much?
No. Hydration.
I put mine under the table.
So, should we get on with it?
Yes, well, we are joined once again by someone with a very smelly bottom.
And what's his name? I'm asking you, sorry. What's your name?
My name is Ahir Shah.
Oh, lovely. Ahir Shah. Well, lovely to have you on, Ahir.
When did you start noticing that your bottom was smelly?
I never noticed. You asked me to come on the podcast. You have to tell me, when did you notice?
Well, we didn't ask you to be here today. It was actually... quite a few of your neighbours, they wrote into us and they said, please, can you get Ahir on the podcast because he's got a very smelly bottom, but he's in denial about it.
Friends and family.
Yeah, enemies and foes. So
bitches and hoes.
Bitches and hoes.
Can you describe the smell? Mm-hmm. What smell they have reported?
It's garbagey. It's a secondhand garbage, isn't it?
Secondhand garbage.
It's baggage.
Yeah, you know when you sort of, have you got a food bin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when you've, it's like you've filled your food bin up and you've left it for a month.
For a month.
Yeah, and that's sort of what your bottom
You've
smells like.
You've been on holiday to Scarborough or something like this.
You've spent a month in Scarborough.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
You flew there.
And that was a waste.
That was a
waste.
But
we clean our bin every week.
Yep, your bottom's the problem. You've cleaned your bin, but it's your bottom that's the problem.
Or maybe the neighbours, they are just jealous because of my success.
What are they jealous of? Okay, now we're opening up. What are they jealous of?
Yes, thank you, Claire.
Yeah, because they all have 9-to-5 job.
Yes.
And I have a flexible job. I work in my own hours.
Mm-hmm.
I have access to free gin and tonic as much as I like.
You said a flexible job. Are you a yoga teacher?
I'm a comedian.
Okay.
Oh, and how long have you been a comedian for?
From the age of 16.
Oh, really?
You started young.
And how old are you now?
I'm about 35.
Mm.
Are you?
Lovely.
And have you been in anything weird? No.
Try and work that out. Yeah. 14 years.
Do you know Michael McIntyre? He's wonderful. Isn't he wonderful?
He's wonderful. And you could meet him, probably.
Yes. Do you know Michael McIntyre?
Yeah, of course I know Michael McIntyre. Everybody knows.
Have you ever worked with the great M.M.?
No, I haven't worked with him.
Maybe you could manifest that if you put it on a vision board.
Okay.
Are you jealous of the comedians that have worked with Michael McIntyre?
I'm not jealous with anyone. Why would I be jealous? They have their life.
Your stinks.
I have my life.
So you're not jealous of anyone?
No.
Leo Sayer.
Oh, Leo Sayer's wonderful. All that hair.
Leo Sayer can walk around and he can say, I created a brilliant pop song that everyone dances to. You can't say that. And you can't tell me you're not jealous of that. I'd like that. I'll hold my hands up. Yeah. You make me feel like dancing.
You're as good as Leo Sayer.
Yeah, but I didn't do it originally.
No.
I am better.
You're better, yeah.
But I didn't think of it, so I'm very jealous.
I'm a political comedian. Mm-hmm. I write my political sketches and routines.
Yes.
And so why should I be jealous with someone who writes songs?
Oh, now
she might be jealous with my routines.
Satire.
Yeah, I don't think Leo Sayer is a she, though, to be fair.
Oh, he, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
I don't even know him.
Wow, doesn't he?
Very bitter, Claire.
I wouldn't say that Dr. BJ yet.
Well, of course he knows who Leo Sayer is.
Well,
he's being a jealous little snake.
I'm digging around in the spirit world for more.
Okay, I'm digging around the arsehole.
Okay.
The doctor will see you now.
So talk to me about where you live. Is it an apartment block?
It's a semi-detached house.
Semi-detached house.
Semi-detached.
And your neighbours, can you sort of describe them?
One of them is European.
Yes.
Big area. French or something?
Yeah, more like Danish.
More like Danish.
Yeah, we don't talk. We don't talk.
So, how is he more like Danish?
Or she. Or they.
I think he did say he, to be fair. Oh, although he does get that wrong often.
He does get
So, how is he more Danish?
I think he's Danish because we don't talk.
Would you prefer it if he was less Danish?
Yeah, I would prefer he's more like Asian.
Ah, yes. Interesting. So you want, and just for the listeners, here is an Asian man.
Mm.
So why is it that you want all your neighbours to be Asian?
He didn't say all.
I don't want all of them to be Asian, just the one who's living next door to me.
Okay, well, so far you've mentioned one of your neighbours, and you want 100% of the neighbours that you've mentioned to be Asian, okay? So don't look at me like that, Ahir, okay? You're jealous of Leo Sayer, and now you're jealous of Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Do you like impressionists?
No, but we like to share, you know.
I don't think we ignore Claire Kerr's question.
Do you like impressionists?
I mean, to be fair, it was out of the blue and had absolutely nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Excuse me, I'm lightening
Everybody
the mood.
Everybody like impressionists.
Yeah, absolutely. Bang on the money again. But dear,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Dr. Benjamin Jones, I was lightening the mood because I can see here a couple of rams going at each other.
Thank you. I don't normally get riled.
No, you're riled up. And when you get riled, I worry about your ticky-dicky-dicky-dicky-dicky
heart. Yes, thank you, Claire.
And the two of you are like two rams in a sweet shop.
Mm. Now, what was the about the impressionist stuff that you were...
Oh, that was it.
Well, because what you've done there is you've introduced a dead end.
We'll get back to it then. Sorry, dear. I mean, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Okay, so you've
How much will I get for this podcast?
Mm.
That's an interesting question because what you will get from this podcast is less smell.
You can't put a price on that.
You can't put a price on that. That's why we don't put a price on it.
Yes.
But it's interesting that you are coming here going, what do I get?
Yes.
What can you give me?
Why isn't this Dajian man Dajian? Asian. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Danish and Asian is Dajian.
Okay, so you've come here today to make your bottom smell less, and that's what we're going to do for you. To the right of you, you've got your Danish neighbour. Who's to the left of you?
He's American.
Ah, would you like him to be more Asian?
Not really. He's all right. He's quite open.
Mm-hmm.
Like my curries, I share curry with him. So he's all right.
Okay. Okay, so if someone doesn't like your curries, how do you react?
No, I just don't like them.
Yeah, they don't like the curry and you don't like them.
They don't like the curry, you get out of there in a hurry.
That's very nice.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
They don't like the flavour and you say, I don't like your behaviour.
Very nice. Claire Kearse.
Claire Kearse.
What if they did like curry, they just didn't like your curry? They just didn't like your curry.
Did you hear that, what he just said? He said they didn't like your curry.
What then?
That's why I don't like them. I want them out.
Ah, So you do feel like a very sort of bitter, petty man.
No, but it's natural. They have to come and explain me why they don't like it.
Well, yeah. Maybe they want the unnatural stuff, the stuff with the sort of colourings. Makes it sort of taste a bit sweeter.
They can put their some sweet themselves. I'm sure they have honey and sugar in their house.
If you're, you can't invite your Danish neighbour over to your house and then tell him to provide the ingredients. That is bang out of order. Don't mind me saying so.
No, but how would I know they don't like, you know, what they don't like in curry, so I can change it for them or provide them some alternative.
I've got another question.
Okay.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, of course I like pancakes.
Okay, so he's willing to share their culture.
Ah, yes.
So that's quite nice.
Yes. Do you like bacon?
No, I'm vegetarian.
Ah, he likes the American pancakes, but he doesn't like the Danish bacon. So it's something to do with the Scandis. It's something to do with the Scandis.
Scandalous.
Claire Kearse.
Thank you, Claire Kearse. I forgot my name sometimes.
Yes, that's why I have to keep on reminding her.
Claire Kearse.
I can suggest some medicine to improve your memory.
Why are you looking at him but addressing me?
Do you claim to be a doctor?
No, but I'm a doctor.
Oh, and the bulls?
All right. Well, where did you learn? Where did you study?
University of London.
Okay, well, I've got a question for you. What year was the headache founded?
2000 BC.
Yeah. Fair enough. He knows his stuff.
Why did he say to you, I've got a medicine that can help with your memory, when it was me that was struggling with the memory?
Ah, so maybe it's you.
Maybe he joked.
That's got a problem with memory.
Or women. Do you like it if I address?
You need to take your shoes out and socks out and walk on the green grass in the morning.
Really?
And who are you addressing that to?
Anyone who wants to improve their memory.
Well, Claire, I mean, this sounds like the sort of...
I love to go barefoot.
Yeah, it feels like the sort of advice that you would give someone.
It's very grounding to go barefoot.
Yeah, like when someone's sort of literally been given no hope and they thought, well, I'll just try this mad idea out then.
No, Dr. Benjamin Jones, it's very brown. Don't do what Clarissa did, though, and step in dog poop.
Ah.
Mm. But apart from that, very grounding.
Very grounding, like potatoes.
Have a great time listening still.
When did you move to the UK?
My parents moved here, and I was born here.
Mm-hmm.
You were born here. Oh, so question was laced with racism.
Yes. I take it back and I apologise.
I mean, it really was.
Yes.
We're learning. We're all learning and growing.
We are learning and we're growing, like potatoes.
Were you a beautiful baby?
I'm still beautiful.
You're still beautiful, but I can see you as a baby. And you're a beautiful baby.
Now, forgive me for saying this. I don't think you're classically beautiful.
Oh.
I don't think you're classically beautiful. And I don't mean to be offensive, but if there is a group of people that are classically beautiful...
It's the Danes.
It's the Scandis.
It's the Scandis.
It's the Scandis.
Scandalous.
Is that why you've got a bit of a problem with the Scandis?
Yeah, I mean, classically beautiful are boring.
Mm. Yes,
there's nothing
very
interesting
true.
About them.
That's very true.
Why do you think they're boring?
Because they're classical. Nobody likes classical anymore.
No, that's very true. Claire's countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But Dr. Benjamin Jones,
yes?
What do you think the problem is with this man's arsehole?
Well, one of the problems is that you can't smell your own bottom, isn't it?
Mm, isn't it?
Maybe that is a result of COVID? Have you lost your sense of smell?
Might be, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm placing something in front of you now, and I want you to see if you can smell what that is now.
Is it mint?
No. That's hairdryer. That's a hairdryer. So there's definitely something up with your nostrils.
And just to clarify, that wasn't a minty hairdresser, hairdryer,
no, that was
it?
Your plastic hairdryer.
Classic plastics, yeah.
So you can't smell it, which is the problem, but I can assure you now, lots of your neighbours have got in touch and they've told us you've got a smelly bottom.
Could it be jealousy, Dr. Benjamin Jones, on their behalf?
I am. Look, it's difficult. Because
he's snoozing in.
He doesn't seem like a jealous man.
No, on their part. He's laundering.
But why would
around.
Their jealousy make his bottom smell?
Oh, now that's a very good point.
Yeah. We've not cracked this yet, but I don't think he is jealous.
No,
I've been in the studio for about an hour. Did you smell anything?
Absolutely, yeah. It absolutely stinks in here. And it's all coming from you.
There's an aroma.
It's just your arsehole and hairdryers. That's all I can smell.
Childhood.
Let's talk more about your Indian parents. What was your first words to them?
Mom.
Mom,
yeah.
Mom. In distress? Mm. Were you in distress?
No, not in distress.
Dr. Benjamin Jones's first words were, shut up. Me? Unicorn. Yes. Dr. Benjamin Jones, if I can have a quiet word in your ear, why is a Hirshar looking at me like he wants to kill me? I'd love to know, because he really has got a look of anger on his face. And it started about 6 minutes into the podcast. He was very affable at the start. And about 6 minutes in, he looks like he wants to kill us. And he's only a slight man, but I am...
I know where you live.
And where does she live?
I don't have to tell you.
There's a bit of a sass going on, isn't there?
There is a bit of a sass.
There's a bit of a sassy attitude.
And
forgive me for noticing.
You know, right now what I'm seeing is that it's a lot of the sass comes out when we talk about where people live.
Right.
The Danish, Danish man.
Yes.
The American man.
Yes.
Where you live. It's all the emotion comes out when he's talking
it's
about where
geographically
people live.
Based
it's
anger.
Geographically based anger. Thank you, Claire Cares.
I'll just drop some buzzwords in.
Okay.
And see how that.
Okay.
I was looking on a map the other day. And I'm actually from the East Kent coast. I went to Lanzarote once.
Mm-hmm.
He's not biting.
No.
Not biting.
I'd do a bit more if I was you.
Oh, shall I? I don't feel as threatened now.
Mm-hmm.
I felt threatened before. Mm-hmm. And now I feel we're building a rapport.
Yes.
He's a mysterious man.
He's a man in denial. That's what we know so far. Mm. You're a man in denial. And he's an American-loving man. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Las Vegas.
I'm trying to understand your motive. What are you trying to...
Would you understand me more if I spoke a bit like this?
Would you feel more at home if we were American?
Yeah, is this more of your kind of thing?
Gee, get out the pancakes.
Yeah. And how do you feel when I talk like... Mm. I was trying to do Danish. Didn't work. Backfired. That was a risk.
You think that I can't speak Danish?
You think I cannot speak a Danish?
You think again, because I speak a Danish not that long.
Danish bacon, yummy.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together.
J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Jingly, jingly, listen! This is a tough case because he's so mysterious. Do you mind if I just do his astrology chart while we're...
Claire Cares, take it away with your astrology chart.
It's actually all done on computer these days.
Mm-hmm.
I did get the date of birth and everything beforehand. Mm-hmm. So. Ooh, tiger.
Tiger.
Tiger. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, tiger is a beautiful animal, yeah.
Well, he thinks he's beautiful and that's not a bad thing.
Yes, that is coming back to the beauty. We are definitely seeing a pattern there. The Scandis are very beautiful. You think that people that are beautiful are very boring.
Now, what's,
classically beautiful.
What's your wife like, if you don't mind me asking? Have you got one?
Do you have a wife?
Do you have a wife? Or a husband?
I'm single.
Single. Ready to mingle.
How long have you been single for, here?
35 years.
Wow.
That's a long time to be single. That's your whole life.
That's your whole life there.
Is that a choice?
Is it their choice?
No, I didn't find the right one yet.
Okay.
The right one.
So you're looking for the soulmate, aren't you? The mate of the soul.
Can I just try a quick word association?
I really hope it's not a dead end.
No. If I say to you a couple of words, can you just tell me what you think of them? Okay, so woman. Ah.
Okay, try another one, Claire.
Lady.
That's...
Okay.
Try and expand the words.
Yes. Relationship. mutual respect.
Definitely.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Mm. Definitely got mutual respect. But when it comes to women, ladies, relationships, it was sort of a blank.
It was blank.
Was there anyone that you can think of that you liked in the past that you thought that they might be the one?
Yeah, I have lots of friends.
Mm-hmm.
I like them all, yeah.
But I mean, like, you know, romantically.
Do you ever get shivers when you cuddle them?
I don't know how to express.
You don't know how to express love. And do you know how to express that you are interested in someone?
No.
Ah, okay.
Is it that you stare at them like you want to kill them?
Is that one of your moves?
No.
Is it one of your moves?
I just try to read them.
Well, at school, was there a girl or a boy that you thought, well, I quite fancy them?
Yeah, there have been a few times, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so give us a name. Give us a name of the one that got away.
No, I don't want to mention any name.
Okay, so you don't want to mention her name or his name?
Her name.
Okay, and you don't want to mention Sally. So why don't you want to mention Sally? So you've got an interest in Sally. What did you do about it?
I just left a note in her diary.
Ah.
Ooh.
And what did the note say?
I love you.
Oh.
Ah. And did it say who it was from?
No.
Ah. And what happened after Sally saw that note?
I think she dropped it.
She dropped your love?
She dropped the note.
After that, was there any more attempts to get to Sally?
No.
And does that make you sad?
No, try again sometime.
He's not got the memo.
So you'll try again sometime. I mean, so when was this incident
About
with Sally?
10 years ago.
10 years ago. So you were still at school at 25, yeah?
It was adult education.
Adult education.
Adult education.
And what kind of class was Sally in?
It's like singing class.
Oh, lovely.
Wow. That is some revelation. I'll be honest, speaking to you today here, I didn't really have you down as a singer.
No, weirdly, I did.
Let's hear some Leo Sayer.
Come on. Or
no, I don't remember any song. We were just practicing singing.
What about
for pleasure.
Sally Can't Dance? Can you sing that?
Sally Can't Dance.
How long was this course?
Claire Cares still here, broadcasting for you.
Well, I think we need to help Ahir know what to do when he approaches someone that he's attracted to.
Yes, and looking at his star sign, star chart.
This is more of a Claire Cares.
Yes. Looking at his star chart, star signs, he's very shy beast and also very mysterious. And
I don't really like beast.
There's very dark energy in the bottom left corner, but let's move away from that and concentrate on the positives.
Yes.
He's very shy, so he's going to need a little icebreaker when he approaches these ladies.
Yes.
He can't just look at them.
Yes.
Because that is very intimidating.
Okay.
It's going to have to be a chat-up line or a sort of nice icebreaker. You've got a lovely top. Pay them some compliments.
Well, you say pay them some compliments. Have you tried negging? Negging is when you actually insult them.
You fat bitch or something like that. Can you try that?
Maybe try some.
I don't like it.
No. Okay, let's go on the positives. Would you like to tell me I've got silky hair?
Yeah, you have beautiful silky hair.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm. What's wrong with that?
And how would you react to that in normal life?
Well, thank you.
I don't mind that, but you've got beautiful silky hair.
Yeah, it's lovely. And might I compliment you on your hands? And again, now we're flirting. We're in. Try it again with one of your own compliments.
I like your jumper.
Okay. Yes. Was that aggressive?
It wasn't aggressive, but I would say that I'm quite a while from being aroused. It was.
We're trying to build a hair's confidence.
Yes,
up here.
Sorry, but it was barked at me.
Okay.
You know.
A hair? Would you like to try it on me?
I like your t-shirt.
Thank you. You do seem to have a bit of a
thing for the garments.
Yes.
Okay, let's try and pick out something on my face, you know, but make it a bit personal.
Mm.
I'm smiling away at him.
Yes.
I'm smiling away.
Yeah, you're beautiful, a smile.
Yes, thank you.
Now that was.
That was lovely.
Now that was warmer.
Yes, and now I hear it's now time for my second compliment.
Right. Bit harder this one, isn't it? He's spending a bit longer.
Come on, give me my compliment.
When did you get your hair cut? It's nice.
Thank you. I loved that. And also, it was an open question.
Mm.
You didn't just say, I like your jumper, I like your t-shirt.
Yes.
You gave me a compliment and you asked me a question.
Oh.
So in that scenario, I would say, yeah, well, I got it done quite recently from Carvin, lovely man.
Mm.
The humour sometimes is a bit risque.
Mm. How much did you pay?
£30.
It's a bit expensive.
Oh, see, that's a problem, what you've just done
now
there.
Now you've
made me feel like I've been ripped off and that I've got a cheap haircut.
Mm. No, £30 is too much anywhere in London.
Okay, so what we don't do is going into financials and sort of telling off, ticking off.
Mm.
It's not erotic.
But maybe you were negging. Because suddenly there was a part of me there that was thinking, oh, hello, this guy, you know, he doesn't really think I'm good enough. I've got to prove that I'm good enough for him.
And also,
he seems to know all the best places to get a bargain.
Yes.
So I'm interested. I'm very interested.
And then what you need is a little something unusual about your personality, a pet snake around the neck or something like this, you know, to get the girlies talking.
Mm.
You like motorcycle?
Yes. Keep talking.
I drive motorcycle.
Ooh.
I have a motorcycle.
Okay.
Oh, lovely.
This is something.
How fast do you drive?
About 40 miles.
Mm.
40 miles.
That's not hot. That's not hot.
What you've given us there is your distance. You've given us your distance that you drive on the road.
I only drive to commute in London.
Right, okay. So then again, you're going into the factuals a bit, aren't you? Sort of commute in London and stuff. Sort of keep it with the leathers, really, pleather or leather.
Jingle smells, bum holes everywhere. Can I have a leap of faith here? This is a leap. Forgive me, Claire, but this is a leap. May I be right in suggesting that Sally lives with your Danish neighbour? And I hope I'm right.
I don't want to disclose it here.
I wish you would.
Okay, well, I'm getting a firm yes. Let me just do my divination. Yes, she does, actually.
Sally lives with your Danish neighbour. Yes?
You haven't given the address. No,
I don't want to disclose it here.
He's now looking at you like he wants to kill you.
Here's the thing. I know that Sally lives there because she was one of the people that got in touch and she said that, here is someone that I've known for a long time.
But not a good time.
Not a good time. And he used to have a very clean bottom, but now it stinks. And she said that herself and Roloff are sick of the smell and that either you need to go...
Roloff.
Or you're...
Roloff?
Yes.
Okay.
Roloff.
Yes, Roloff, yes.
Either you need to go or your bottom needs to get cleaned up.
Mm.
So it's difficult for me listening to you talk about...
House of your ass.
Yes.
Mm. House of your ass.
House of the ass.
House of the ass.
Carry on, Jay.
So that's actually exactly how Sally sounds. So I have to be honest with you that I did know about Sally before you got here.
Mm.
I was a little bit cheeky today. I've been a little bit cheeky.
I love when the cheeky DJ comes out.
And what? So...
EJ. Can I call you today, Dr. Sparkles?
Yes.
Because you've got right to the heartles.
Oh, very nice,
Thank
Claire.
You. Thank you, Dr. BJ.
You're jealous of Roloff, aren't you? Because he's got Sally.
I'm not jealous of him. He just doesn't like my curry.
Could it be as simple as that? Is it ever as simple as that, Dr. Benjamin Jones?
I don't think it is in this case.
No. And is curry a metaphor? My curry could be my personality.
What does Sally think of your curry?
/ personality.
She liked my curry, yeah.
Ah. Do you ever sort of sneak Sally some secret curry when Roloff's not looking?
All the time.
Ah.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm sensing a dark horse.
Well, I've told you that earlier. He's very mysterious.
You are mysterious. You are somebody that doesn't really give much away.
Delirious. Mysterious.
They're words that rhyme.
Fearless.
That's a word that you've made up. But it all does rhyme, though. Mm. Spurious.
Mm. Upside down and spurious.
Yeah.
Sorry, dear. We'll edit that out. We'll edit some of that out. I'm just joining in.
I've lost my train of Fortius.
I'm so sorry.
Get rid of those smelly hairs. Listen to Claire Cares.
I think we found out what the metaphor that Claire was talking about earlier. When you say you're slipping her curries... when Roloff's not looking, you're actually talking about your cock.
Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Forgive me. But once again, this is from the horse's mouth. And that horse is called Sally.
That horse, I've always known that horse was Sally.
Sally has told me that she can't resist your charm. And that's one of the big problems. Because she loves Roloff. But you are a cool customer. You go 40 miles in a motorbike.
Mm. And back. That's
and
80.
You were lying about the leather. You've got an all-in-one leather outfit.
All-in-one pleather lump suit.
And you sometimes rub oil all over your leather jumpsuit. Mm. And then what you actually do is you then light the oil and you actually cook the curry on your belly.
Mm. And you say to Sally, welcome to the dinner show.
Yes. And Sally can't resist. And that's why you're here today. You know, what I'm trying to say to you is that you're not a jealous person. The reason your bottom smells is because, you know, you are getting in the way of this marriage. And that needs to stop.
Sally wants his curry. She doesn't want him for who he is. Let her be with Roloff.
Yes. Does that hurt you to hear that?
No, it doesn't hurt.
He's dead. He's dead from the inside.
As long as she likes curry, that's fine.
That's the problem. Right. You've got to stop providing the curry.
Just
because
Sally.
She can't resist it. I don't think your bottom's ever going to stop smelling because I think you are totally resistant to change. That is why you want the Danish man to be Asian, because you want to live there with Sally. You want the Danish man to be so Asian that it's actually you. That's a problem. Sally's happy and you've got to leave it alone. If you don't leave it alone, then your bottom will just continue to smell.
Maybe our friend Ahir can give his curries to another lady who's single.
Are you interested in single ladies, or is it just married women that you're sort of into?
I just won't share my curries.
Why can't he just share his curries with a nice singles night? Why can't he start a singles night in his area? Curries and something that rhymes with it that means kissing. Food and nudes.
Food and nudes is nice.
Get all the local women from the area that are single and, you know, lay on a buffet.
Yeah.
A buffet of ladies and a buffet of buffets.
You provide the foods, they provide the nudes.
It's as simple as that.
That sounds like a good idea. Mm.
Great. So you're going to commit to us today that you're not going to go after Sally anymore?
Okay.
Wow.
He's dynamic, this guy.
That's progress, Claire.
Yeah, that is
and
progress.
And actually, you have started to, your bottom is starting to smell less.
The fog is clearing.
The fog is clearing. Mm. Well, Ahir, thank you so much for coming today. And
thank you for showing your vulnerability.
Yes, you've been a very brave bottom.
Yes.
And good luck.
Thank you for having me and thank you for your analysis and advice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I appreciate very much.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cooked this curry for you, so I will leave it with you.
Okay, I don't know if we should take the curry.
I'm very hungry.
Okay, we'll try a bit of the curry.
It's my favourite, it's egg.
But we did sort of say just for him to stop doing that.
Yes, but only to Sally.
Okay,
okay.
Let me just try it. Oh yeah, that's bloody good. Oh, that's lovely, that is.
I hear you, naughty devil.
Oh, I hear you, bad, bad bottom.
Bottom's up.
Oh no, he's putting his leather on. I'm completely done.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.